Good morning, everyone. Early in my career as a minister, one of my poor assumptions was that I was going to teach everybody the Dharma. That's really something about the ego, isn't it? But in any case, as I shared my life with the members and they shared their lives with me, one very important lesson I learned is that no one teaches anyone else just in one direction. We learn together. We experience the Dharma and we experience life together. Let me give you some examples of some very good example of people who have embodied the Nembutsu teachings. My memory goes back to the Big Island. An individual, Tadao Okimoto. I remember visiting his home one day. And the Okimotos have 2 acres of orange trees. And as he sat there, sharing with me a really wonderful orange, he recounted a story to me. A memory of he and his father planting those trees. And the father making this comment with great satisfaction in his face. He said, "These oranges will be very sweet, but their sweetness will come around for you and your children, my grandchildren." And Mr. Okimoto said that his father had this wonderful smile of satisfaction. And as I heard him recount his story, Tadao Okimoto, I could get a sense of that satisfaction that he had, because then he then said to me, the trees that both he and his father planted are sweet now and will remain sweet for his children and his grandchildren. What is the lesson here? Maybe as a being existing in this world, this life, let's not only think about the immediate return. Let us remember that the world is interdependent, that we all are connected in many different ways, not just in one time period, but over spans of time. We benefit from the generous actions of people who we have not even met. And in gratitude, then, in satisfaction of our small contribution to the world, we plan and we do things for the benefit of others, and even others that we may never see in this lifetime, but our effect will be there for them. And for me, you see, Mr. Okimoto is no longer in this world. He is in the Pure Land, and he is in my heart. And that effect is still there. There's the going forth to the Pure Land and the returning. And for me, this is the returning. And my relationship with that wonderful man still exists. Another example I would like to share with you before I conclude this message is a wonderful example of a leader. Mr. Jimmy Iha. He was president during the time that I first went to the Wahewa Honganji. He was a leader who led by not leading. And what I mean by that is that he led by talk story. He never demanded his way of anyone, but he would describe his dreams and the purpose of a project. And he was very, very smart when it came to people. And when he saw that you did not exactly understand or agree with the project, you know, he would just talk a little bit more and just say, think about it. and let's talk story more. And what I experienced anyway, because you know I had those experiences with him where I didn't quite agree with what he was planning. And yet, as we talk story over a period of time, I began to understand. Another lesson that I learned from a great leader: the importance of this navigating this world is not demanding your way, but seeking to understand and allowing people the space and the time to understand. It went both ways with Mr. Iha. He always took the time to listen to you. And because he did that, you took the time to listen to him. Sometimes we talk about deep listening as a theoretical concept, but deep listening, or mompo, also simply means listening deeply to another person, to another heart. And then you will understand. This is a true embodiment of compassion. So these are the lessons that I learned as a minister. Yes, maybe I had the theoretical knowledge, but there are many members who have deeply embodied the Dharma, the Nembutsu, and lived their life completely embraced by the compassion of Amida Buddha, because they lived in confidence knowing where they were going so that they could fully live their life here and now, together with friends and family.